Origins by J. Hamilton. Copyright 2025 J. Hamilton. A Visionaries Lab Press Publication. www.visionarieslab.com/origins. Part 4, Mastery, Simplicity, and Stewardship. Chapter 15, From Resistance to Ascension. As we move from resistance to allowing, we evolve. Our functions, listening and learning, remains the same, but now it happens at higher and higher octaves of expression and outcome. Life becomes richer. Outcomes become clearer. Synchronicities become greater and mesh together even more quietly and quickly. Partnered with Source, we become exponential in our contribution for making the world a better place. And the entire adventure of life becomes a compelling unfolding that is not to be missed, for all the tea in China. We begin to chart the stars, build businesses, shape futures, not from stress or striving, but from subtle mastery and allowing. We rise into true leadership, chairing companies, guiding communities, building what's new, steering our planet and its humanity into alignment with what was always meant to be. We reinvent gain of function. We discover gain of function is actually about our truest connection with Source and the new functioning we achieve in partnership with Source. We reinvent business, we reinvent gathering, we reinvent sharing, we reinvent discourse, we reinvent payments and earning, we reinvent feeding ourselves and others, we reinvent global nutrition, never leaving a single soul unfed or undernourished, we reinvent natal care, we reinvent aging, and we reinvent long and productive living and ongoing contribution. We reinvent our connection with Source. We reinvent relaxation, we reinvent striving, we reinvent getting ahead at the expense of another. We reinvent gratitude, we reinvent education, we reinvent justice, we reinvent government, and we reinvent the church as a product of what we have discovered living our truest lives. We reinvent teaching because being present in all of our glory is what we do. We reinvent prosperity and abundance as naturally found and felt. We reinvent what is necessary for our lives, all of our lives, to expand as love and joy and peace and satisfaction, and never disregarding those who bring up the rear, as they bring their reminders too. Finding ourselves, helming our companies, inventing new solutions, finding joy in what we do and doing what we truly enjoy is the new gain of function. And ascension, it turns out, is far more fascinating than reincarnation because there is simply so much more to life than we ever imagined. Because now, in this body, in this life, we get to be the bridge. We get to experience the evolution of a species finally getting it right. We help others by helping ourselves. We create from coherence. We live from the connection. We are driven by allowing. And we reinvent and reinvent till the cows come home. And the great adventure continues. And we can go on to more adventure and new contribution as we wish. We were here from the beginning. And now, we arise to help shape what comes next. And though there is no ending, we continue to shine our way forward, some sooner than others and each at their own speed and comfort, but continue to shine we must. Soar Affirm brings new horizons and a whole new universal playing field of experience in sensing and adventure and outcomes. We become more. Chapter 16. The Intelligence of Simplicity. As we rise into higher octaves of awareness and contribution, life doesn't get more complicated, it gets simpler. The mind wants to build reasons, structures, systems, and safety nets of thought. But the connection and allowing? It clears clutter. It refines. It sidesteps. It strips away the unnecessary and leaves only what's essential. It's not a loss, it's elegance. It's freedom. It's prosperity and abundance, and a new age on planet Earth. Nature is our model, no excuse, no excess, no striving, no ills. Just harmony. Just flow. Just intelligent design at work in every leaf, wave, pulse, tone and stone. When we move into alignment with Source, our lives begin to reflect that same economy of wisdom. No wasted effort. No unnecessary conflict. Just action born of clarity, coherence, and unbridled vision. Outcomes far beyond the mind's comprehension or possibility, and joy that only someone blended with Source would possibly understand, is what's next. This is the intelligence of simplicity. It doesn't need to be loud. It doesn't need to be complicated. It just works. And there is plenty for all. Even those who bring up the rear. No one is left out. And in this simplicity, we become powerful beyond measure. We step into our truest power. We become exponential in our contribution. The journey takes us to levels of expression undreamt and to a peace that passes all understanding. Somebody has to do it. Let it be you and let it be me first. Let it be the connection. After all, it is a good use of our time. Others will follow at their rate of speed and comfort. P.S. Don't wait for anyone. Chapter 17. The New Leadership, Connection-Driven Stewardship. Leadership is evolving. No longer is it about dominance or image. True leadership now emerges from those who are most aligned, most attuned to the quiet frequency of Source, and most willing to let it move through us to new results. This is connection-driven stewardship. These leaders don't seek the spotlight, they hold the light. They don't control people, they cultivate coherence. They don't build empires, they steward ecosystems. But don't take them for granted or assume them to be soft. They have power. True power. They sidestep dysfunction and continue to build what's next. When you're tuned to the connection, you make better decisions, not just for yourself, but for all those around you. You're no longer driven by profit or fear or greed, but by insight and elegance and peace. You're not trying to convince anyone. You're embodying truth, and letting resonance do the talking. This is how businesses will thrive. This is how communities will rise. This is how humanity remembers who it is, not through force, but through frequency and being our truest and best selves. This is how healing arises. Coherence and resonance, for which allowing has long settled in, becomes our watchword, our goals and our outcomes. The age of ego-driven leadership is ending. The age of tolerance is rising. The age of coherence has begun. We step into our truest power. We become more. The earth and nature sigh a sigh of satisfaction. Everyone now knows all is well above, below and upon planet Earth. And things just get better, and better. Chapter 18. Closing Reflection, Sailing Home to Source. Every journey circles back, not to where it began, but to where it belongs. This voyage has never truly been about achievement, success, or reaching some far-off destination. It's always been about returning. Returning to clarity. To coherence. To the quiet knowing that lies beneath the noise. For which we discover springing into truest action and vision as our truest expression. Soar Affirm is a vessel for that return. A compass for those ready to retune their minds, refine their intentions, and step fully into their partnership with Source. New results, new outcomes, and new reminders and evidence of what is true is what awaits and is our results. Soar Affirm honors the path of the individual, and prepares us for the power of the collective. And it delivers what we truly want. Coherent living, coherent giving, and coherent, resonant receiving. We want it all, and we can have it all. We learn how to listen. The connection is how we start. We are not here to fix a broken world. We are here to reveal the underlying order that has always been here, awaiting our ear and subtle expression of being. Each of us is a connection tower. A tuning fork. A radiant center of choice and creativity and sharing. And as we become coherent, we become resonant. We become recipients of the truest prosperity and abundance, which looks like flow with everything at our fingertips. When we live from alignment, our very presence changes things. We've rediscovered and redefined success. Some of us will be first. And those who follow, will quickly do so. Some sooner than others, but follow they will, not so different from the tides and migrations and cycles of planets. It's time. It's the truest journey. It's the truest adventure. And, it has already started. There is so much more than we presently know. It is just ahead of us around the bend and over the hilltop. Courage and listening is all it takes. Drop in. There is nothing missing. The ride is guaranteed. Part 5. Mind, Body, and Spirit. Chapter 19. A few words from the author. We are not just mind. We are not just body. And we are certainly not separate from spirit. What you've just read is more than my story, it's a pathway I lived into, stepped into, and proved to be true. A path that taught me how to work with the invisible architecture behind all things, the mind, the body, and the intelligence that governs all of life. The mind. Let's start here. The mind is not your enemy, but it is limited. It's fast, reactive, filled with old stories and borrowed beliefs. It projects based on past patterning. It fights for control when challenged, though it does not necessarily make the best choices. And it often drowns out the quiet voice of truth. The mind competes with the connection. And it doesn't like to listen. But here's the truth, the mind was never meant to lead. It was meant to serve. The body. The body, on the other hand, has a different kind of wisdom. Its intelligence is quiet, subtle but powerful. Healing happens without effort. Information moves through the nervous system with clarity and speed. At the heart of this intelligence are neurons, specialized cells unlike any other in the body. These cells don't just think. They sense. They tune. They listen. And deep within neurons are microtubules, structures that may very well be the portals for source itself. The body was designed to receive. To channel. To become a vessel for something higher. Spirit, the connection. Some call it God. Some call it innate intelligence. Some call it the Holy Spirit. I call it the connection, because once you experience it, you know. It's real. It's alive. It guides. It's always there. Everything in nature lives in alignment to it. The trees. The tides. The flock of birds turning in perfect unison. Only humans seem to have stepped outside this rhythm. But we can return. We return through stillness. Through attention. Through the act of remembering who we truly are. Instead of being in charge, we learn to listen. We become receptive to guidance. My journey. I began with affirmations. Simple phrases repeated until things began to shift, and then shift more. Later, I added meditation. And then years later neurofeedback, a technology I revised to let the brain find itself through the hardware/software, and then reorganize itself, from the vast overload of unprocessed trauma it carries to deliver a quiet coherent brain. Each tool helped peel back the noise. Each practice tuned me to something deeper. Eventually, I learned to listen for the connection itself. Not through thought. But through resonance. And internal quiet. This wasn't magic. It was method. And became the foundation for the four consciousness and personal performance technologies I developed that began with soaring affirmations, prosperity, and guidance light, otherwise known as Soar Affirm. A final word. You don't need to fix your life. You need to tune in and lean into what is true. Source is so much bigger than you know. When you do, the old patterns dissolve. The chaos quiets. The mind finds its rightful place, at ease, at rest, in service. You remember your true nature. You move with clarity. You create from alignment. And life? It meets you there, with grace and peace and naturally found abundance, another term for synchronicity, harmony, and order, and prosperity and abundance, and flow in your life. Soar Affirm isn't a program. It's a connection. It's a way home. And it offers a guarantee. A money-back guarantee, found at www.coreresonance.com/soar-affirm-guarantee. Invitation. This is the invitation. Not to strive, but to tune. Not to lead, but to resonate. Not to conquer, but to co-create. The future isn't something we chase. It's something we remember, reclaim, and embody. And so we sail, not away from what was, but toward what has always been. The connection is strong. The course is clear. North is always north. And we sail home, together. Namaste. J. Hamilton. Closing reflection. Sailing home to source. The final reflection is about coming full circle. It's about returning to the truth of who we are, understanding that life itself is an ongoing journey of awakening, homecoming and becoming. We are always learning, adjusting our course, and growing. As we return to source, we realize we are far more than we once knew. The adventure and journey takes shape, and if you wish, ascension brings a continuation of the adventure. Partnered with source, we can do anything. Namaste. To learn more, www.visionarieslab.com/origins-soraffirm. Note, soraffirm is spelled as one word. Thank you. Namaste. P.S. Spot the ship's cat when he was a baby. The image can be seen at www.coreresonance.com/website-origins-ebook. The very last page. This is free access. In fact, the entire book you just heard can be found at the same link as a web page. No download necessary. www.coreresonance.com/website-origins-ebook. Let me know what you think. www.coreresonance.com/contact.